through the prayers of the people. Sisters and brothers in Christ, as we gather on this day to celebrate Christ's birth, we offer our prayers for the world, for the church, and for one another. In Australia, we are fortunate that we are able to worship in peace, unmolested either by the government or by those who would impose unanimity of belief and opinion upon us. We pray for all the trouble spots and conflict zones of the world, especially those countries and regions marked by religious or political intolerance. We pray for those Christian communities in countries where the threat of violence and persecution is a daily reality. And we pray for all people of goodwill, who regardless of political and religious affiliation, seek to build peace and understanding between different ethnic, religious, and cultural communities. We pray for political leaders everywhere, regardless of party affiliation or social outlook. May all politicians genuinely seek the common good of all citizens, rather than the short-term advantages of political gain. May the political process serve the needs of the poorest and the most vulnerable among us, rather than the sectional interests of the influential and the privileged. And may it be a vehicle through which we hold ourselves accountable to one another, rather than a means by which we disenfranchise those with whom we disagree. We pray for all those who struggle to preserve the ecological integrity upon which all life on this planet depends, especially given the link between ecological sustainability and justice for the poor. We pray that political and business leaders everywhere will pay heed to the increasingly urgent scientific consensus concerning climate change and deploy new technologies and new models of economic exchange that will help minimize the impact of human activity on the environment, as well as create new ways of doing business that will leave our planet in better condition than we found it. We pray for the church throughout the world, as Christians in all the diversity of their different traditions gather in unity to celebrate the Nativity on this day or in coming days. May the church be a genuine force for peace and grace in the world, and where it has been a source of suffering and harm to others, may Christians everywhere genuinely repent of this sin and make every effort to effect healing and restoration. We pray for those for whom today is not a day of rest and recreation, but a day of labor. For those working in convenience stores, in hotels and hospitality, in the defense and emergency services, in hospitals and care centers, in transport and trade, and in the welfare sector. We pray for those working in remote or isolated places, or whose work commitments have taken them interstate and overseas, away from family and friends. May they be safe in their labors, may they soon return to their loved ones, and may we who have the opportunity to celebrate this day be grateful for those who work on our behalf. We pray for all those for whom today is not a day of celebration and joy, but a day of bitterness and regret, a day that is a reminder of poverty, a day that is a reminder of loss or separation or isolation. We pray for the lonely, the homeless, the bereaved, the estranged. Not just on this day, but every day, may we see the face of Christ in the strangers who turn to us for help, that we ourselves may know and appreciate the hospitality of God extended to us through the fragile vulnerability of the Christ child. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the Uniting Church in Australia, for the community of faith here at Heathmont and our sisters and brothers at Ringwood Uniting Church. We pray for the leadership of the Uniting Churches, Assembly, Synods and Presbyteries. May the joy of this day unwind like a thread of hope through all our lives, guiding us in grace in all our dealings with the world and one another. We pray for the members of the Heathmont community who are unable to be here today, those who are unwell, those who are working, those who are travelling to visit family or who are away on holidays. We pray especially for Rod Allsop, who has today been taken to hospital with serious illness. May the Spirit of peace abide with them and hold them safe in God's love and our care. Holy, loving God, you know the prayers that are written on our hearts. In silence we offer to you the hopes and fears that we cannot speak aloud. Merciful, gracious Lord, on this day of joy and delight, we gather up our prayers, spoken and unspoken, and offer them to you through the words which Jesus himself taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.